NPR's Life Kit wants to help you make changes that actually stick this new year. From how to do dry January to how to start a creative habit, we've got new episodes all month to help you start the year off right. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen and subscribe to Life Kit.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Every Saturday night at 11:30, Melissa Villaseñor is part of one of the most talked about television shows in history. She's in her fourth season as a cast member of Saturday Night Live, a show that often finds itself the topic of conversation online and around the office water cooler, if any of those still exist. The young Latina California native is also a very talented vocalist who has released her first album called Dreamer. Now, her talented comedy are matched by her vocal talents. The album is a deeply emotional take on life, love, and exploration of the self. Not exactly topics for comedy, but they're not supposed to be. Melissa Villaseñor is here to explain why. Melissa, what an honor. Welcome to Alt Latino.
Thank you so much. Yes, thanks for having me.
And we have a wonderful surprise visit from Jasmine Garst, who continues to occasionally drop in and hang out with us. Jasmine, it's always a pleasure to have you back in the co-host seat.
Hi, Felix.
And we're starting things off musically with a track called Shine, again from Melissa Villaseñor and her album Dreamer. It rubs on me, I'm an empath, you see. Yes, I know, we're not meant to be alone. Yes, I know, it's all growth, but now it's my time. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold my light and shine. The one who's right will know the time. Hold my light and shine. The one who's right will share. That was Melissa Villaseñor from her album Dreamer. Jazz, you haven't been here for a while, so you get the first question.
So I guess we like to start off by asking people what was the soundtrack of their childhood. Like when you were a tiny toddler, what were your parents listening to in the house, and especially I guess in California in the car?
Journey. That's the first thing that pops up. My mom is a big classic rock gal, and she and I just remember being in kindergarten and singing like, it goes on and on and on. And
awesome.
Yeah, Journey was definitely the first one I remember. And then Queen. My
of
mom
course.
Loved, like, she was the cool gal with that, all the music, and Bowie and Bee Gees, Beatles. My dad, and I was talking to my parents today, like on that family chat, and I was like, what was playing in our household a lot? And it was definitely a mix. I mean, we definitely also were listening to Luis Miguel. Ana Gabriel was my favorite singer in third grade, even though, you know, I know, I don't really know Spanish, but I really knew the songs. And
well, I think that the operatic quality of Queen and Luis Miguel is like, it's not that far-fetched, you know,
yeah,
the connection.
Such good voices.
And it sounds like a very typical California diet, musical diet.
Yeah,
I'm just a little older than you, so I was listening more to the 70s, early
Felix,
70s
you're
rock.
Quite a bit older.
Welcome back, Jazz. Way to start digging in. I've missed that. I've had to be on defensive in like forever.
I love you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm significantly older than you guys. But it's still the same ideas. You're listening to Mexican music at home or Spanish language music at least. And then you know, for me, it was Jackson 5, James Brown, yes. You know, all the other stuff, right? And it's a healthy mix of different cultures.
One of my favorite of your stories is, like, the radio being on Fee, and, like, it was, like, rancheras, and then Felix would, like, switch it over to Jackson 5.
As soon as we woke up in the morning, because that's what my mom would get up and make my dad breakfast before he went off to work, and she'd be up, and, you know, we'd get up, and, like, okay, time to turn it over to the top 40 at the radio station. And so, and I think that it eventually, it always comes back to those two influences. Especially when you listen to the music on your album, there is quite a bit of romantic quality, but it's always distinct. There are influences, but it's distinct.
Thanks. Yeah, I definitely try to mold it. Everyone's that I musicians I really like.
Whenever you were able to like really dig into music, because at some point, musicians, I play percussion. I've been playing music since I was a kid. And at some point, you just really get into it. You dive in and you listen to everything, and that's when your musical identity is formed. When did that happen for you?
Well, my older brother, always the older brothers, like, if, you know, bring in, like, you listen and check this out. And I was like, cool. Okay, Green Day and No Doubt, you know. And then in high school, I was really loving ska, pop punk, Sum 41, Distillers, Living In. Like, I loved all of that. And
also very California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a band. There was a local band called Tsunami Bomb.
And of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I saw
them twice in concert. I was like, I just loved also that amazing female vocalist in punk bands. It's still one of my favorite things. And I feel like I'm pretty influenced by No Doubt and Paramore. And you can tell in my song Dreaming You Up. Those are the two main influences for that song. I was into all the pop queens, you know, the late 90s, early millennium. I loved Britney, Christina, Jessica Simpson, Mandy Moore. And I, like, studied. I really just got so into them, and I know the pop format of songs. So a lot of my songs have that, you know. It might be cookie cutter, as they say, but I don't care. It's easy for people to get into, and I enjoy it.
It's funny that you mentioned Dreaming You Up, because I want to play that track since you talked a little bit about it. But it also, it reflects the duality that you have within you of your talking voice and your singing voice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check it out.
All right. Here we go.
Melissa, you mentioned your song Dreaming You Up, so let's hear that one.
I'm so good at visualizing till it feels real. Stop to it. I can see you like lightning. I keep dreaming you up and I won't stop it. Tie me down cause I'm excited. Keep dreaming you up and I won't stop it.
So, like, what came first? You wanting to be a comedian or a musician?
Well, I feel when I was really little, it was singing. I was definitely, like, I remember I went to Catholic school, you know, of course. And I remember seeing the choir sing in church, and I was like, I want to sing up there. I have a good voice. But I didn't try. Well, then when I was 12, I realized I could do singing impressions because I soaked in the singers so much. So
what was the first person you impersonated where it was like, I can do this?
It was Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. I'm a slave.
So it was Britney and the Christina. Oh! How, yeah. And I think I was just soaking them up so in intensely. And I think, but I also, at the same time, I just loved singing and I loved listening to them over and over. I think pop singers, definitely when I was really little, Celine Dion, hearing Because You Loved Me as a kid, I was like, what is this? And Fugees too. Those were like the vocalists that I was like, oh damn, oh I really, I'm sorry if I was gonna say
no that. You can say damn.
Okay. So yeah, I think that it was like a nice mix of pop punk, and then I just love like the pop diva gals too. I really love him.
And like, meanwhile, your brother is like feeding you.
Yeah, he's feeding me the cool stuff. And so I got like a nice mix. And I think that's what my album is.
I've seen you grow up so beautifully. I know you're younger, but you feel older than me. Cause you took care. Sponge rock. Oh, she's my rock. Grounds me if I fly too far. Reminds me, listen to the part. Sponge that I am, soaking up people. This week in you got married and it was a dream come true. Your man is the best for you. I wouldn't want anyone else. No, I don't want anyone else. Sponge and rock. Oh, she. Reminds me, listen to the part of sponge that I am, soaking up people in pain. I need my rock to keep me safe.
You're listening to Alt Latino and our interview with comedian and vocalist Melissa Villaseñor from Saturday Night Live.
You know what's an interesting thing is that's my actual singing voice. Like on the whole album, I'm not hearing another singer. And because usually I'm prone to just mimicking them the way they sing a song. You know, Rocket Man comes on the radio. I'm going to sing it like Elton. I won't sing it in my voice.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, you've made this amazing career of impressions. And most musicians I've spoken to, when they start off really young, they're imitating someone. They're imitating Bowie or they're imitating, Mick Jagger. And then at some point they find their voice. And I was wondering if that was a whole process for you because you've been doing these amazing spot on impressions for so long. How was it finding your own voice, you know, when you do
it
impressions?
It took some time. And I feel like that was with my stand-up and comedy career, I felt. I've been doing stand-up over 10 years now, and for the first 5 years, it was the whole set was just impressions, and it was so scary to even try to talk about my life or myself and be silly as myself and figure myself out. But I always had that little battle of, oh, people just want to hear the impressions. They don't really want to know who I am. I had to break that wall of, I was like, no, I'm just going to try to work on new bits about my life, my family, talk about my pets, the weird things I do. And now my stand-up has a nice mix of impressions and voices and personal things. But with music, it's always been a part of me on the side. And then I just feel more recently like, well, this is my one life. I might as well just share everything I got. There's nothing to hide or hold back in.
Is it scary to start doing that when you are already pretty famous? That must feel very vulnerable.
Yeah, and I did my music show last week in LA at the Dynasty Typewriter. It was pretty vulnerable, and there was a lot of little insecure thoughts of like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. How silly of me. I should just be doing stand-up and impressions. I should just be focusing on one thing and get good at that. But then after the show ended, I was like, oh, no, that felt good, a good challenge. I think it. Why not do everything if I can?
And you do. You're also an illustrator.
Yeah.
You're an
Thanks.
Amazing illustrator. Thanks. You're like a renaissance
woman. Thanks. Yeah. But I have to make sure I keep my focus. Like, if, you know, it's a work week, I got to stay focused on work. I'm a single woman. I have a lot of time on my own. And I'm very grateful I have that time to just create. And that's really, it's really nice. So I'm just going to just paying attention to that. That's nice
You're in a perfect spot for that right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it really is nothing wrong with doing all of the above.
Yeah.
Honestly. Melissa Villaseñor with a track from her new album. The track's called Old Me.
For my head, yeah, okay, you found me, you found I ain't so perfect. I tried to erase the old me. Say sorry, I'm glad I didn't say sorry.
I wanted to ask you about the mood of the album, mm-hmm. Dreamer. Like, to me, I guess everyone projects what they hear on an album, but to me it felt like melancholy and very hopeful at the same time.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to ask, like, Fee, do we have the song, that song I love, Sweet Melissa?
Yes.
I love that song.
Thanks.
Changes, changes, changes all around me. Done. Years were the same, now they've changed. Years were the same for sweet Melissa. Years were the same, now they've changed. Years were the same for sweet Melissa.
This is such a great song.
Thanks.
It's the first track on the album, and it makes a statement, right?
Yeah. Now I'm seeing it after making the album that bands and musicians, it's like one story, the whole album, and I think that's really cool, and I think mine has that.
I've seen you grow up so beautifully. I know you.
Sponge and Rock from Melissa Villaseñor's new album, Dreamer. Okay, we've been talking for about half an hour, and we haven't even mentioned your day job yet. Saturday Night Live is such an institution, and we've heard over the decades from others about how it can be a pressure cooker for comedians. But Melissa, we'd like to hear what it's like to be on SNL from you.
It is a pressure, high-pressure job. Very challenging, but I think it gets easier through the years. I'm really happy to be on my fourth season. Once I just started like paying attention and listening and learning from castmates and writers, I've got better at the show, and it's a lot.
As a young comedian, is that something you were shooting for?
Oh, yeah. In high school, I was watching so much SNL, learning the impressions that Dana Carvey and Jimmy Fallon did, mimicking Chris Farley around towns. but yeah, that has been a long time dream. I visualized being on the show the spring before I even knew I was going to audition again.
I've been hearing a lot about this, like a law of attraction. My cousin keeps telling me about it, and it sounds like you really put that
when
in
you
practice.
Feel good, you get good.
Yeah. I mean, I guess also when you got hired, there was a lot around you being the first Latina cast member.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if that was also a unique set of pressure.
It was. I didn't actually think about that, getting the show. I was like, yay, me. Yeah, I got it. And then, but I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty incredible. I hope I do a good job for him. Yeah, it is really awesome to pave the way, and I'm very grateful for that and honored to.
What song should we go out on?
I think Love Again. I think that's a really sweet one. So this one is actually an older song. I had released it on an EP a few years ago. I think it was in a time where I was trying to, I could get selfish working on projects and then push people away that try to help. And I was just watching myself like, no, I have to help people work with others better. And actually, that's funny because I'm learning that now at SNL. Because years of stand-up, I was always alone. My rules, you know, the way I like it. But being on the show, that's the number one thing I'm learning is teamwork and being a team player and being happy for others. And I think that this song is really important to I think it carries that, and to not be afraid to shine and be yourself.
So, like, yeah. Both with the band and with SNL, it's like you are really getting out of your lone wolf phase.
Yeah. So, and I think this also a sweet song. I hope someday it's like in a Disney movie or something. I feel like it has that quality of, you know, some characters needing to help each other out. So, yeah.
Melissa Villaseñor, thank you so much for joining us here on Out Latino.
Thanks, Felix.
Thanks, Jasmine.
This is really fun. This is sweet.
And Jasmine, it's always, always a pleasure to have you back. Always.
I rarely come back, but when I do, I bring great gifts.
Last time you came, you brought Bad Bunny, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, stay away for a while and bring somebody else back.
Yeah, I'll bring back like Freddie Mercury.
I used to think that it was all about me, always I was wrong. There are so many of us. I wandered alone in my head and heart till I found I was wrong. I cannot do this alone. Afraid that I won't be good enough when met with someone like me. Try to dig myself out of here. Find the light, find the love again.
That's going to do it for us here at Alt Latino. We want to remind you to check us out on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. And don't forget our weekly playlist on Spotify and Apple Music. We hunt high and low for the best new music and keep you up to date. You've been listening to Alt Latino from NPR Music. I'm Felix Contreras. As always, thank you for listening. Try to dig myself out.